begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Onig Shabbat meal, Midrash, and Fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette takes this very special time out to remind all drivers to drive carefully. Drive as though your life depended upon it. Remember, when a car strikes a car, that's an accident. But when a car strikes a person, that's a tragedy. So drive safely this year. That message courtesy of RDS Environmental at 1365 Forest Park Circle in Lafayette. Call 303-444-5253. That's 303-444-5253 for RDS Environmental in Lafayette, where Tammy and her staff are on the air because they care.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. Michael?
Yes, Dr. Stan.
Pardon me, are you there?
I sure am.
Okay, fine. Just before we get into the program, I just want to briefly comment for our listeners. You know, the whole financial collapse is really predicated upon the collapse of home prices because of the predatory loans that were actually issued with the support, with the encouragement of the Federal Reserve System, which has been for many years under the control of the Trilateral Commission. Three of our four last chairmen of the Federal Reserve have come from the roles of the Trilateral Commission. Its stated purpose, at least according to Senator Barry Goldwater, was to take over control of our government and ultimately to create a new financial system. So back in October of last year, why Congress was bulldozed into going ahead and writing legislation to give $700 billion to the Secretary of the Treasury, Mr. Hank Paulson, with a specific idea that, of course, the money would be used to stop the cascade of home foreclosures. That was what everybody believed, but they forgot to put it in the bill. Oh, shucks, well, we just forgot, and Henry Paulson didn't use it for that purpose. He gave the money to his friends on Wall Street. So, but then, of course, Paulson justified giving the money to his friends on Wall Street because we've got to get the banks loaning money again. I mean, we're going to give them the money, they're going to loan the money, we're going to start the economy. But, you know, Mr. Paulson's a very brilliant man. He made $800 million, almost $1 billion, while he was working for Goldman Sachs. But he forgot to put in the agreement with the banks they would use the money to lend it. So, shucks, they just didn't lend the money. And of course, the economy keeps collapsing. Well, of course, they were lending the money out at 10, 15, or 20%, and a lot of companies couldn't afford that sort of interest. So, the companies collapsed. But it was specifically because Henry Paulson, oh, shucks, he was just so stupid. He forgot to tell them they had to lend the money after he gave them, $350 billion. And now, of course, we have this new legislation that's come out. It's, we call it the stimulus bill. It's going to stop what's going on. But they didn't bother to put anything in there that would force them to do something about the cascading fall of the housing prices. And the explanation was, well, the Republicans might oppose it if we tried to put it in the legislation, so we won't even try to put it in the legislation. But we'll get to that later, maybe in the spring or summer. Ladies and gentlemen, you have to understand, they don't want to stop the cascading fall of home prices. They want to continue this whole collapse of the economic system because they want to impoverish our people. They want to bring in a new world order. And if you haven't read Henry Kissinger's article in the International Herald Tribune on the 12th of January of this year, Google it in, It's about a new world order, and that's the title, The Chance for a New World Order. This is what they are doing intentionally and purposely. They are using the economic collapse to impoverish our people, and people are going to be desperate. They'll do anything, and they'll accept the totalitarian rule that is planned by this little group of people. There are only 87 of them here in North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, U.S. citizens. But they control our government. They control the financial advisors to President Obama. And the same people were advising Henry Paulson. It's all a scam. You must understand, they're not incompetent. They're not stupid. They didn't just make a mistake when they passed the TARP legislation. Henry Paulson didn't just make a mistake. The new legislation is not a mistake. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. With that as a background, we're going to be talking about sustainable development this morning, or really whatever Michael Shaw wants to talk about. Of course, he is the president, CEO, and manager of Freedom Advocates, a wonderful group trying to educate the American people about the fraud of sustainable development. Michael, you pick up the story.
Well, you know, it's that's a fact of what we're facing today. In that article you referenced, Kissinger said that Obama's task be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity, says Kissinger. It isn't just a crisis. Well, before we get into the specifics of sustainable development, let's talk about the nature of the American dollar, because that's what really makes possible the global restructuring of our financial, our legal, and political, and even our spiritual order. What is leading to the transformation is our monetary system. Just yesterday morning, Tim Geithner, Secretary of the Treasury, spoke of transparency while discussing the present dollar crisis. The government is not, contrary to what he said, being open and honest about our financial circumstance. And the reason I say that is because most American people don't understand the nature of the U.S. dollar. Now, Tim Geithner comes out of the Federal Reserve, the New York division, and while there, he works with the globalist bankers who really own and control the American Federal Reserve. There's nothing federal about it. There's no reserve involved with the Federal Reserve. But as the head of the New York District, he is very committed to the program of the globalist money system that comes out of central banks in every country of the world, and here in the United States that's called the Federal Reserve. Now, the Federal Reserve, the existence of the Federal Reserve, and the nature of the money that it produces is why America and Americans are experiencing so much debt. And, of course, the debt that we possess is the reason why our financial system is crumbling like dry cake today. And it is through that debt that this narrow elite of globalists are able to exercise total and complete control over the American people. As our debt begins to crumble, our jobs begin to be lost, our homes begin to be foreclosed, and it ends up in a cycle that literally can and perhaps will reduce America to poverty.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Michael Shaw. And the greatest fraud of all time is the fractional reserve banking system, the central banks of the world, working to create one world.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Michael Shaw. We're talking about fractional reserve banking, the greatest scam in the world, because what you do is you create money out of nothing. And you do this simply by only requiring a fraction of the money, a fraction of the reserve to be on hand, and then you can multiply that up to 10 times. In fact, many of the investment banks were lending out 30 or 40 times the amount of money that they actually had. How could you possibly lend out money you didn't have? Why, that's the miracle of fractional reserve banking. If you and I did that, why, we'd be called counterfeiters. But banks have a special prerogative because they all tie in, at least at the top, the largest ones. There's local banks that are responsibly run, but at the very, very top, they tie into people who have an agenda. And that is to create a one-world government, and behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And sometime we can talk about this effort, the occult effort, the occult influence, certainly on the major banks. But if you go into the background and you can pull down the membership list of the Trilateral Commission at augustreview.org, that's augustreview.org, and who do you find among this 87 people? Why, the CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, the man who heads Goldman Sachs, the people who control Citigroup. We've just agreed to give them, $300 billion or pay that much on their loans, and probably it will end up being trillions of dollars. It's transferring money from the poor people in a rich country to the rich people in a rich country. But their ultimate goal is the enslavement of our people and the establishment of a world government. That's the purpose of this little group, the Trilateral Commission. But go ahead.
Well, Dr. Stan, when I make reference to globalist bankers, what I'm talking about is exactly what you're describing. The Federal Reserve is comprised of a small system of families that represent global banking interests. We don't even know who they are. That is a secret information. Federal Reserve is not about the federal government of America. It is about a narrow elite of bankers, both domestic and foreign, who control the creation out of thin air of our money. It's a system called fiat money. I like to call it funny money. It's been used throughout history. The present system dates back to 1650 with the Rothschilds and the Bank of England. The American system dates back to 1913 and Woodrow Wilson and the Congress of the United States, who brought that European system of money creation to the United States. Today, every country in the world has a central bank that ties in to the Bank of International Settlements, to the system of fiat money. Now, through history, it's been used before. It always, because of the nature of fiat money, implodes. It implodes either because that's the nature of the system, money out of thin air begins to inflate and superinflate and destroy itself. And that happens either because that's the nature of the money or because those in control of the system of money can cause it to inflate and implode. Now, when we look at the bailouts, that are happening in Congress today. You know, we're doubling our money supply here in 6 months. Now, when you double the money supply, that means you got more money chasing the same goods. What happens? Well, as it filters its way through the system, you have inflation. The doubling of the amount of money will lead to the doubling of our prices. As America goes through that kind of a system of inflation, where the money's all held by the top guys, this bailout doesn't go to ordinary citizens, it goes to the top guys in this food chain, we're going to find that on Main Street, the prices of some commodities begin to fall because the amount of money in the hands of ordinary people begins to decrease. But the price of other things and, the cost of living generally will escalate rapidly. So as people face foreclosure, it may be that home prices continue to tumble, but the cost of food will begin to really escalate. What is happening today is the system, the monetary system of the American dollar, is being imploded. The consequence of that, we all face deep trouble. But on a deeper level, the system of fiat or funny money, the Federal Reserve and the international dynamic of feasting off of the system of money made out of simple air, it has led to the circumstance where capital is really concentrated in some areas, and that capital being concentrated for decades and even centuries has led to the circumstance where the people in charge of this system now control industries. They control the information industries, TV and entertainment, and they control other key industries that are necessary to be able to promote their ultimate goal, which is a one-world order with very heavily reduced population and total control over all human action. Now, that's the program called sustainable development. Many people say, well, when you explain sustainable development, oh, that couldn't happen. That wouldn't happen in America. And I say, well, yeah, that wouldn't happen in America if we had a system of honest money. If we didn't have a political system that was corrupted with the dishonest and funny money that has existed in this country for a long period of time. But when you start with rotten money, and lots of it, in the hands of rotten people, such a program as sustainable development can and will work. And that's the condition we find ourselves in today.
Let me just comment. You remember back October 3rd, I hope you can remember back to that point. I'm talking to the listeners, not you, Michael. Basically, on Monday of that week, October 3rd, why Congress repudiated the idea of the bailout for the banks. They knew that the money was not going to be given to the people to bail out Main Street. They knew it was going to be given to bail out Wall Street, despite the fact that Henry Paulson went on television and said, this is to help the people. This is to stop the cascade of collapsing home prices. You've got to trust us. If you don't do this, why, the system is going to collapse. And, some people voted against it. The system collapsed. But the trouble is, they got the legislation through. How did they get it through? Why, they put in another $150 billion. The legislation, as it was passed, was $700 billion for Henry Paulson and $150 billion for pork. Now, with that $150 billion, they swayed 55 congressional votes. I figured it out at about $2.5 billion for each congressman, on average, the money that was given to the congressmen to buy their votes. We complain about, some of our congressmen. One of them took $100,000 from an FBI informant, which is wrong. He had to go to prison. His name was Jefferson. He's the one who hid it in the freezer in his home, cold, hard cash. But, when they get $2.5 billion for one vote, I say we have the finest congressman in Washington, D.C., that money could buy. Oh, they say, we didn't get the money. It was going to be used for projects in our district. That's what the money was going to be used for, to help our people. Ladies and gentlemen, that is simply a scam to justify, paying off the congressmen for their votes. They do it all the time. Until we get back to honest congressmen and honest money, where they can't create money out of nothing, why this will never end, except with the destruction of the financial holdings of everybody listening to this program. And they intend to impoverish the American people. They're well on the way. There's no better way to destroy a nation than to debauch the currency. And that's what they're doing knowingly and intentionally. And that's what part of this new legislation is going to stimulate inflation, stimulate poverty among our people, and of course, give tremendous profits to the banks. Go right ahead.
Well, let's make a quick review. It was in 1959 Nikita Khrushchev said, "We will bury you," talking about America, "without firing a shot." I was a young boy then. I thought, wow, what a crazy fella. These communists don't make sense from any perspective. But now we jump ahead 50 years, and what we see is a globalist trade policy called managed trade that is undermining the productive capacity of America and has us hanging by a thread because the globalist banking institutions around the world have caused an open border philosophy with regard to trade to completely undermine our economic productivity. Today we find ourselves the greatest debtor nation in the history of the world. And we also see the emergence of globalist anti-sovereignty policy with the open borders that in this country and in Europe as well have led to just an open invasion of people who don't share the ideals of, in America's case, of our Constitution and of our political, philosophical concepts. It's also led to globalist environmental policy. The environmentalist movement is rooted in such things as the Endangered Species Act. That's a bill that has been adopted at globalist insistence by every country on Earth. The purpose of such bills as the Endangered Species Act is to step by step work to abolish private property. The whole underpinnings of the American experience, life, liberty, and property, have been undermined by this process of globalization, of trade, of sovereignty, of environmental policy, all at the great expense of this and future generations. So, what is it that is about Agenda 21 or sustainable development, which is the subject that I regularly talk about, that comes to light? What do we learn by understanding the nature of the monetary policy that is controlling the United States and every country in the world today? What is it about those policies that has an effect on sustainable development? Well, simply stated, sustainable development wouldn't operate without a central system of monetary control. And that's what the Federal Reserve, working with the globalist banking institutions and central banks around the world, have brought to us. Let me step back and define, basically define, sustainable development. Sustainable development, or Agenda 21, is a comprehensive statement of political ideology that is progressively being infused into every level of government in America. It's known around the world simply as Agenda 21. This agenda is, in their own words, quote, "a comprehensive plan of action to be taken globally, nationally, and locally by organizations of the United Nations systems, be taken by governments and major groups in every area in which the human impacts on the environment."
And, of course, this is the agenda for the 21st century. It's written out. You can get a copy of them, the United Nations Agenda 21 from Michael Shaw's ministry. He has it there. You can actually hold it in your hand. You can read it. But this is what they don't want you common people to know about. I mean, they know exactly what they're doing. The elite know exactly what they're doing. And they're using the threat of environmental degradation to justify taking away your property rights, your freedom, and eventually to impoverish and enslave you. After all, we have to save the moths, don't we? Well, what a terrible thing it would be if we were to lose one species of moth. And understand that they know what they're doing. This is all planned out. And when you get it, I've got my copies from the United Nations. Michael carries them. You can get them from him. Understand what's going on. And you're never going to read about this in the media because it's controlled. You're never going to hear about this on television because it's controlled. You're never going to hear about this on most radio programs, most radio stations, because they're controlled. And just be thankful that you have a station like this where you can hear the truth. So go ahead, Michael.
Well, Agenda 21 was unveiled in 1992 during the United Nations Conference on Environment and Development. Commonly, that conference was known as the Rio Earth Summit, where more than 178 nations adopted Agenda 21 and pledged to evaluate progress made in implementing the plan every 5 years thereafter. President George H.W. Bush was the signatory for the United States. Now, Congress never authorized the implementation of Agenda 21 because it was a soft law policy recommendation, not a treaty. So it needed no ratification. In 1993, President Bill Clinton established by executive order the President's Council on Sustainable Development for the purpose of implementing Agenda 21 in the United States.
And we'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network with Michael Shaw from Freedom Network.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Danny Golden, Promotions and Sales Director for KHNC. I would like to encourage all of you business owners, big and small, to take advantage of our 1360 advertising special. Don't let this economy stop you from reaching those important customers who need to know your doors are still open for business. For $136 per month, you will receive our $525 3-spot per day special. Or double your spots to 6 spots per day for $272. You won't find a better price. Call me today for our No Frills 1360 advertising special. 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576. And tell me you want that No Frills tax deductible beneficial business package. I'll look forward to hearing from you.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Corral Sports Bar and Grill and Brush reminds all parents, children, and school meet new friends and experience new situations, some of which may involve drugs or alcohol. Young people have now found new drugs called crystal meth and ecstasy, and these are very dangerous and deadly. Parents, educate yourself about these and other drugs. Talk to your children. Don't let things like curiosity and peer pressure influence your child's life. That's from Corral Sports Bar and Grill, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Corral Sports Bar and Grill, 101 Clayton Street in Brush.
Well, Dr. Dan, our guest this morning, Michael Shaw, and if you'd like to call in, if you have a question for Michael, the number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. But before we go on, Michael, would you like to get out your web page and, of course, your telephone number, and what will people get if they get in contact with Freedom Advocates?
Well, Freedom Advocates is at the web at simply freedomadvocates.org, and you can reach us by phone at 831-684-2232. That's 831-684-2232. Now, freedomadvocates.org, you'll find all the work of all 7 or 8 years now of people associated with Freedom Advocates building a website, giving you the information necessary to understand sustainable development, to be able to recognize it in your community. Remember, it's a global-to-local program, so it spouts up in every county in the United States. And the only way to fight it, you can't fight it with Obama or with George Bush. You got to fight it at your local community when it comes in to take control of environmental policy in your community, of housing policy in your community, and of the myriad of ways that our website will begin to show you the consistent pattern used by sustainable development advocates, recent college grads, and members of Congress, and all kinds of NGOs that have swarmed your communities, particularly in these days, rural communities, because you've got to understand that sustainable development's land use policy is designed to push people off of what they call the wildlands and into what they call smart growth human settlement zones. That means stack and pack people into dense urban areas where they rely on public transportation. And you say, oh, well, that's not going to happen. And I'd say to you, it is happening. It's happening in Denver. I mean, Denver is one of the leading communities around the country implementing smart growth patterns. And when you combine the development process that we've experienced everywhere for the last decade or more with the implosion of the U.S. dollar, you can see how it's going to become easy for human beings to be roped into these smart growth centers. Now, one also has to understand right from the start that pursuant to sustainable development global documents, the plan is, they're very forthright about this, it's one of the few things they are forthright about, the plan is to reduce human population by 85%. There's to be no more than 1 billion people. Well, they call them biological resources. That's what they refer to people as. 1 billion human beings on the planet as sustainable development is fully implemented. Now, that's an 85% reduction in present levels of human population. So we're not only talking about the necessity of destroying the economic dynamics of the individual American. We're talking about the necessity under sustainable policy of drastic reductions in human population. You say, well, how are they going to do that? I can't tell you how they're going to do that, but I think a little bit of imagination by anybody in the listening audience, and we can begin to understand how that's truly possible, especially in a world where the dollar has been imploded. And we live with a dollar that by its nature will implode. Can't tell you when, but if you look around today, it looks like it's being imploded right now. How do we stop it? Well, you don't stop anything evil without understanding it. You got to know the enemy. You got to know yourself. That means we need to brush up on our understanding of what the American experience is all about. If we don't understand the nature of freedom, we are not going to be able to battle this impending, gloomy circumstance of tyranny.
Well, let me, you mentioned how are they going to actually control population. Well, I think that we have a laboratory. It was created by the American State Department in a country they used to call it Rhodesia. They call it Zimbabwe today. But we imposed the government on them. They didn't want this government. It was imposed by our State Department that elected another man, moderate black. His name was Mesrail. We didn't want that. We brought in Mugabe, was trained in communist China to become the dictator there. The average lifespan has fallen for the average male from 64 years of age, which was the average lifespan for the black there, down to about 36 for males, 34 for women. Isn't that wonderful? It's amazing what we can do. Of course, with the AIDS epidemic today in Botswana, 46% of the women are HIV infected. They're all going to die. American tax dollars at work. And you say, well, nobody could be that evil. Are you absolutely certain, ladies and gentlemen? Are you absolutely certain? We've destroyed the economy of Zimbabwe. Right now, they are issuing $50 trillion notes. They're going to take, I think, seven figures off the currency to try to make it look a little bit more respectable, so you don't have to have a whole wheelbarrow to buy a loaf of bread. But this is the government we brought in. And you go back and you study it. American tax dollars work. We kept Mugabe in power. We can't tell the American people that. It's a laboratory for the future. How could anything be that evil? Well, look at what's going on today. And understand that we are up against organized evil, as Michael said. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, people might ask, and you can learn this in grand detail from many perspectives at freedomadvocates.org, but how is sustainable development organized? Well, using their own analysis, it's organized in accordance with what they call the three E's. Now, the three E's are first equity, second economy, and third environment. Let's take a look at what those mean. Equity, the first E, means to restructure human nature. So like communism, it's a system of, it works on a system of what's called social justice that works to abolish the American concept of equal justice. And that's done in order to pursue the globalist ideal of common good. Now, pursuit of a centrally determined common good ultimately requires a police state to suppress individual freedoms. And common good and social justice don't work on the ideals of private property. It works by grouping people into associations and granting and revoking rights in accordance with government objectives. Many judges in this country today, I've got a trial coming up in Alameda County next month, where the judge proudly proclaims that he's a proponent of social justice. Well, you can't have the concepts of equal justice, that is, that each person has a life and a liberty that is his and must be protected by government. The idea of social justice is directly contradictory to the ideals of equal justice. So this country is undergoing a revolution in its system of justice called by proponents of sustainable development equity. The second E is economy. Now, the economy talked about by sustainable development advocates relies on Fabian socialist economics. So this, like Italian fascism, relies on businesses that want the protection of government's legal force and government that wants the power of business. That describes almost precisely what's happening with these bailout proposals. Tim Geithner yesterday must have used proposals. A dozen times. Well, sustainable, let me just say, public-private partnership used to be called economic fascism.
Amen. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Shaw. Ladies and gentlemen, you've got to help him get the information out. We'll be back in a moment.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Imagine for a moment how you would feel as a parent if your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with a constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, on the air because they care.
In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Article 6 of the Bill of Rights.
Our guest this morning is Michael Shaw from Freedom Advocates. Our telephone number is 970-689-8255. If you have a question for Michael, and who do we have on the line?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janon in Texas.
Hi, Dan.
And good morning, Mr.
Janon.
Shaw. I wanted to mention something local that is happening to us that is very much related to the sustainable development. I got an email yesterday from our big Envision Central Texas. That's the main Agenda 21 thing here in Central Texas. And they're going to put on a big conference telling people how the U.S. Census Survey and the American Community Survey that's gone out now by the U.S. Census Bureau, how it's going to affect the planning and programs in our community. And also something that happened within the last couple of days is that President Obama has made it clear to the head of the Department of Labor, who is over the Census Bureau, that they're going to have to work directly with Rahm Emanuel and the top levels of the White House regarding census matters.
Let's get Michael's thoughts on that. Michael, do you look upon this census as simply a vehicle by which they can collect dossiers on everyone as a process of moving towards a dictatorial or totalitarian control?
Well, you know, the census is one of those methodologies. The census is commanded by the Constitution to count the number of people in the United States. Anybody who's chased down and forced to fill out these forms by census department personnel begins to see that the questions run on for pages and have a lot more to do with issues than counting heads. And I don't think there's any question but that the census information is used by government today to gather information on people so that they can do their planning for this new world order, so they can help implement their land use plans of sustainable development, which is intended to force all people into narrow human settlement zones.
And of course, the census was originally just so they could know how many people in the district, so they could assign a number of congressmen to that district. That was what it was all about. Now they want to know everything, your most intimate details of you, your home, how many rooms you have. Why? Because, of course, when things get bad, they can assign other people to your home. Oh, well, that could never happen in America. And I'd like to ask you why it couldn't. Look what we've done. This American State Department installed Mugabe in Rhodesia, has maintained him in Rhodesia. Oh, of course, we keep saying we're against it and we've got to change the regime over there, but we're really not trying very hard. We've destroyed that nation, and they want that same power. They want the census is being used, in my estimation, not to count the number of people, to gather information for the dossier on every American citizen. Anything else you want to say, Janam, before we let you go?
Yes, I thank you. And I just wanted to say that I think that there's some kind of new fiddling with or manipulation of census data to put in the Agenda 21 thing all around the country. There's some kind of new manipulation of that data to put through certain kind of more controlled programs. And that's all. And I say God bless you and bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Any thoughts on that, Michael, before you go on?
Well, I think she's on to something there. I know that my household, fought 10 years ago against giving any information on our census for our census taker, other than the number of people living in our residence, because that's what the Constitution calls for. And you're exactly right. It's really how many voters live in a district, because the purpose of the census is to allocate congressional representation.
And how they can twist that, we want all the intimate details about you, because we've got computers, we keep a record on every person in the United States. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they're doing it. Go right ahead.
Well, let me go back to describing the economic element of sustainable development, the three E's, with the economy being one. You know, the first part we've talked about, it's to combine the power of business with the legal force of government. You know, we see that being applied with these bailout programs today. But there's a second element to the economic aspect of sustainable development, and that is this. Sustainable development redefines free trade to mean centralized global trade freely crossing national borders. This is designed to affect an international redistribution of American financial and natural resources. UN-accredited non-governmental organizations and other nonprofits are used as bridges to transform the American economy system. George Bush, Bill Clinton told us exactly that he was going to build the bridges of the 21st century in order to recreate the world. Well, that's to recreate the world in the context of the Sustainable Development Agenda 21 program. The purpose of the economic element of sustainable development is to destroy free enterprise and abolish private property step by step. Well, the third element, the third E behind sustainable development is the environment, and that's what people lop on to, just somewhat mindlessly. Oh, I'm an environmental protection person, people will claim, without understanding that the environment is the public front for recreating our system of justice and recreating our system of economics. Environment, the third E, is not about really saving nature. It's about a revolutionary coup in America. It is to establish global governance and abandon the principles of natural law. Sustainable developers are committed to the abolition of private property and the destruction of equal liberty, of individual liberty, equal justice, and limited government. Sustainable developers use a link-by-link approach to subvert the principles of the Declaration of Independence, destroy the governing authority of the United States Constitution, and to turn America, indeed any sovereign nation, into a globally governed homeland where human beings are treated as biological resources subject to human rights. Human rights no different than animal rights. Beings are protected in America is the unique and distinctively American notion that politically recognizes the nature of unalienable rights. That's what our forefathers fought for in the Revolutionary War. America is the first nation in the history of the world to politically recognize that one's life, liberty, and property.
Hey, we're out of time, Michael. God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program here, the American Freedom Network.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Imagine for a moment how you would feel as a parent if your child suddenly vanished and you had to cope with a constantly painful void in your life. A large number of Americans each year have to face precisely that kind of agony. So if you have any specific information regarding a missing child's whereabouts, please contact your local authorities immediately. That's courtesy of the certified public accounting firm of Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital and integral role in our community's growth and development for over 40 years. They say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, playing a vital because they care. Our children. Hoover & Harris CPAs, on the air because they care.
Sustainable development is certainly one of the major reasons that things are happening. This is one of the major mechanisms by which they are taking away our freedom. Of course, well, freedom is under attack on every front, and right now they're in the process of simply destroying the value of our currency and, of course, plunging our people into poverty. They know exactly what they're doing. Do you honestly think they were just too stupid to put into the original TARP legislation that the money had to be used, you know, to stop the cascade of home foreclosures? Of course not. But then they said, oh, well, you know, Henry Paulson just changed his mind and gave it to the banks. So they would loan it, but he forgot to tell them they had to loan. Do you honestly believe these people are that stupid? Or then the new legislation, there's nothing there that forces them to stop the cascade of home foreclosures. They don't want to stop the problem. Once you understand that, everything makes sense. Because this is an opportunity to bring in the new world order. Help us get the information out, ladies and gentlemen. Go to my website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. And, of course, read my November and December newsletters, copy them, circulate them, get people to understand. They've already put out close to, well, with this new grant, it'll be close to $10 trillion, the greatest transfer of wealth. And believe me, it is going, much of this, to the people of great wealth, the transfer of your wealth to them. As you will be impoverished, you will lose everything you've worked your life for. Most people in the stock market, pension funds, have already lost half their wealth. You want the rest of it to go. Well, we hope you'll listen to our programs as we discuss these issues. Understand sustainable development. We have a great syllabus. We have a video on sustainable development, a four-tape set on sustainable development, a wonderful DVD on global warming. Understand that none of these things are happening by accident. They're happening by intent. They know what they're doing, but because they control the media, the average person doesn't know. Your job is to get people to think, and I can only reach a certain number of people. Well, you can listen to our programs, besides this program, four other programs on the Internet, and encourage people to listen to get educated. We have our great new DVD, The Eye of the Phoenix, going into the emblem on the back of the dollar bill, and the man who put it there, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was deeply involved in the occult, but why should we be surprised? So many of our presidents, whether it be Nixon or, yes, even Ronald Reagan, was into astrology along with his wife. And, of course, if you haven't read the book, we don't carry it, but it's written by the astrologer who was counseling Ronald Reagan. The book is What Did Jones Say by Joan Quigley. Understand, nothing is as it appears to be. And, of course, they pay off our politicians. One of the questions of the Clinton administration before Hillary could become the Secretary of State was, how much money did Bill collect for his foundation in the 8 years he's been out of office? The figure is $492 million. We have the figure from, anybody wants to see the article, we have it from the Wall Street Journal, $492 million. That was just for the foundation. That was independent of the $110 million that he and Hillary were able to get, because they're just such capable people. If you believe that, ladies and gentlemen, you believe a lie. I mean, Tom Daschle made $5 million after he got out of the Senate simply as a consultant, but he wasn't selling influence. Oh, that wouldn't be going on in Washington, D.C. Selling influence? Oh, no. And then, of course, he gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar, failure to pay his income tax, and, oh, shucks, well, as the President Obama said, I screwed up. What about Geithner putting him in as Secretary of the Treasury in charge of the IRS when he didn't pay his taxes either? Corruption is, well, my number, 1-800-544. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance,